Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. At one time, textiles dominated our state's manufacturing sector, but then during the 80s and 90s, local companies could no longer compete with the low-cost facilities around the world and began closing down. Inspired, though, by their great-grandfather's textile business in Russia, our next guest and his brothers decided to purchase a local textile mill, and now they are shipping their products all over the world. Greg Cohen is co-founder of All About Fabrics, based in Williamston, South Carolina, where he joins us from now by phone. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about your company, the history and overview.
We started in a completely different industry, family-owned, but back in the 1970s, my dad moved the business to South Carolina, and we basically started textile recycling and distribution. And over the years, we've had to make some changes, and in recent years, we opened up a new division called All About Fabrics, and that division basically sells fabrics all over the world, and we're profitable again, as well as bringing new jobs to the upstate.
Walk us through purchasing this local textile mill.
Mount Vernon Mills was an old mill. We purchased it, I think it's been about 7 years now. Before here, we were in Anderson, South Carolina, under another company. That business started changing and moving here to Williamston. We were able to make new changes and expand again.
And so it is an operating textile mill?
What we do is we take fabrics in, we grade, merchandise, inspect, categorize, slit. We do some printing in-house, some we export, and ship all over the world.
What is your specialty fabric?
Home decor, drapery, upholstery. And then we have a lot of small home-based businesses that come into us. They buy small amounts of just a wide variety of almost anything and everything.
And with all of the problems associated with the textile business here in South Carolina, you know, over the past several decades, what encouraged you to go ahead and take a stab at this?
After 9/11, our business was in really rough shape. We're having a tough time making it go, as well as almost every other textile business here in the upstate and the United States. And we just felt we had to make some major changes, and these were the changes we made. And thankfully, that's what's helped us grow and stay in business and expand in recent years.
And where do you get your raw materials from?
All over the United States, more or less. We have over 30, 35 different contracts that we get merchandise from.
Does this mean you're doing a lot of traveling?
Yeah. Yeah, all 50 states and overseas, every continent.
What have been your main challenges in making this move?
Finding good employees. Seems like one of the biggest issues we have is finding good, dedicated employees. We have a very good force right now, but we're always looking for some new people.
I could say that is certainly something that we keep hearing. The tight labor market has affected almost every business.
Yes, it has.
How are you selling your products? E-commerce? Do you have retail stores, brick-and-mortar buildings around the country, around the world?
We have one brick-and-mortar building. The plant is over 300,000 feet. We transform 3 days a month, 55,000 square feet, into a very large outlet center and just allow customers to come in with all different businesses or for personal purchases. From there, customers will buy product and either resell it on the internet, use it for different purposes. We sell to a wide range of businesses, home-based businesses, startup companies, craft shops, all different types of industries, from industrial, agricultural, even food products. We sell different types of screening and meshes for agriculture.
And I mentioned in my introduction that some of this inspiration came from your great-grandfather's textile business in Russia. Are your products now sold back to Russia? Do you still have family there?
We probably have family, and I don't per se know who we sell to in Russia, but I would take it, yes, our products might be going back into Russia.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Greg Cohen is co-owner of All About Fabrics, based in Williamston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.